35. The Race. After watching the game, John is introducing another Harvard-Yale rivalry to Han Maymay.
In terms of football games, Harvard hasn't surpassed Yale, but it's far more stronger than Yale in boat race.
Have you got any evidence?
So far, 144 races have been held, and Harvard team leads the series 90-54.
That's a pretty large margin.
Every year, Harvard will select and send players to attend Olympic Games.
Did they participate in the Beijing Olympic Games?
Yes. 5 of the Harvard Boat Club members were selected to join the U.S. boat team.
If so, Yale boat team is far behind by the Harvard team.
Actually, the Yale team attended the 1924 Paris Olympic Games and 1956 Melbourne Olympic Games and won the championship.
It's marvelous, too. Have you watched a contest?
Yes, last year it's held in June during the summer break, so I went to watch the contest.
Who won?
Harvard. The 4 miles culminated in a convincing victory of Harvard over Yale, topping Yale by nearly 20 seconds with a time of 21 minutes and 25.6 seconds.
The 4 miles?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. There were 3 races on that day. The 2-mile freshman race, the 3-mile junior varsity race, and the 4-mile varsity race. Harvard-Yale Regatta refers to the varsity race.
What about the other 2 races? Did Harvard win?
Yes. Harvard swept the 144th Regatta with Yale. The other 2 races were more intense and exciting. Harvard won the freshman race by just 7 seconds. The junior race was a real barn burner of the day, with both crews near victory at one point or another.
The latter 2 had more suspense.
Taking into account last year's contest, the Crimson has now won 9 of the last 10 and 22 of the last 25 regattas.
People won't miss such a grand occasion.
You bet. You could almost say that some alumni are more likely to be seen at the Harvard-Yale Regatta than at a class reunion of the respective colleges.
American alumni have a great affection for their alma mater.
Maybe these alumni went back to enjoy food. Ha! The regatta luncheon was well attended by alumni. The river was thronged by fans and alumni, both in boats and on the shore.
So, it's not just about races. Students and alumni get together and enhance friendship.
Like a big party.
Is there an interesting story, like those taking place in the game?
I do remember one. In 1879, a Chinese student named Zhang Wenyao became the coxswain on Yale boat team. He was very thin. However, during the 2 years when he was a coxswain, Yale won Harvard in the regatta.
We can't judge a book from its cover.
Several years later, Zhang met with a Harvard alumnus and they talked about the regatta. That guy looked at Zhang, who was still very thin, and asked, "Have you ever seen Harvard boat team?" Zhang replied, "No."
Why did he say so?
After a while, Zhang said, "Because they were always behind us." Yale students still talk about the story with great relish.
I guess the story is a consolation for Yale students who lose more than win.